Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
Well, scientists aren't the only ones fascinated with the red planet. Musicians from Holtz to Ziggy Stardust have made music to honor the planet. Marty Quinn, a drummer and computer scientist, was inspired by the 2001 Mars Odyssey orbiter mission and used data collected from its gamma-ray spectrometer and neutron data collector to create this piece, simply called Mars.
The gamma-ray spectrometer on the Mars Odyssey spacecraft, it had a big boom off the spacecraft, and it was looking down at the planet. And those gamma rays are caused by cosmic rays hitting the planet's surface, bouncing around within the planet, and then some of them bounce out again. And because of what they hit in the planet's surface, the scientists can tell, oh, hey, there's water there. So the gamma ray spectrometer became the melody. And then the neutron data collector was collecting three kinds of neutrons that emanate from the surface also, that give the scientists other information and us about the carbon dioxide ice that is on the surface at different seasons. And those were represented by three patterns of music. One was a slow bass pluck. One was a beautiful string pattern in the middle of a keyboard. And then at the high register, we had a very fast piano. And the data controlled the volume of those patterns. So it's just like a person. You know, everybody has a certain sound to them as they walk or as they speak. So it's a very natural metaphor that I used in this case. The Phoenix is landing at an area on Mars that is representative of my favorite music on Mars, which is the northern polar area. And I'm not surprised because it represents a place on Mars where there's a lot of variation from winter into summer, where the ice is quite prominent during the winter, but then it quickly melts and exposes the ground and therefore exposes the water underneath. I'm a drummer at heart and I'm a musician and composer at heart, so I want the data to be expressive just like music is expressive.
Musician Marty Quinn composed this tune using data from the 2001 Mars Odyssey mission, supplied by John Keller from the Lunar and Planetary Lab at the University of Arizona. Our stories about Mars were produced with the help of Andy Gia and Jeff Turton. On the next Living on Earth, Eco Elvis has entered the building.
Well, the Earth needs your help, baby, can't you see? Cause we screwed up the land, air, and sea.
If the flashy costume doesn't get him, the music will. And if the music doesn't get him, the message and the words will get him. So it's kind of like a, you know, 4 or 5-tier punch. If I can't get him one way, I'll get him another.
Everybody's got to do more than talk. I start dancing to the Earth, they rock.
Eco Elvis, thank you very much. On the next Living on Earth.